In this short video clip, I want to say a few words on Jude 4 under the title New Covenant Theology Made Simple. Jude 4 is about this. Jude is writing to believers, and he's saying this. Certain unbelievers have sneaked into the church of Jesus Christ, the churches of Christ. They've come into the ecclesia, the called out ones. They're sneaked in. They've got in unawares. They've come in amongst the believers. And what they're doing is taking the grace of God and warping it into a license for sin. And Jude will have none of it. He's going to contend against it. And he wants the believers to contend against it. Now, my point is this. In the New Testament, Church of Jesus Christ, in the Ecclesia, the New Covenant Church of Jesus Christ, there is such an emphasis upon free grace in the gospel preaching, such an emphasis upon the liberty of the Spirit in the practice of the Ecclesia. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom, there is liberty. For freedom Christ has made us free. I'm quoting there 2 Corinthians 3 and Galatians 5. And there's such an emphasis upon grace, such an emphasis upon free grace, sovereign grace, that Jude says there is always this risk. There's always this risk that men will warp and twist this freedom and this grace into a license for sin. And he will have none of it. Now, I want you to notice what he does not do. He does not say, now, tone down the liberty. Tone down the freeness of grace. Bring in a bit of law. Bring in quite a bit of law. And hold the people back. No, he doesn't say anything of the sort. He doesn't say, water down the freeness of grace. He doesn't say, water down the liberty there is in the Spirit. No, no, no. But he warns against warping liberty into license. I'm reminded of 1 Corinthians 14, where Paul writes to the church there at Corinth with their excesses in the assembly. Now, he doesn't say, stop and get into some kind of a corset so that you don't have any liberty at all there at Corinth. No, no, no. But he wants discipline within the assembly, liberty in the true confines of the gospel. The same in Romans 3-8. Because of the freeness of grace of the gospel which he has preached, men say, well, let's sin then, that grace may abound. No, he says. No, no, says the apostle. No, no, no. But he doesn't water down the freeness of grace. The point I'm making is this. It's only in the new covenant, the ecclesia of the new covenant, where free grace is truly preached, and liberty of the Spirit is truly practiced, that you can have this danger of moving into license. Where the law is paramount, and this is very, very common, I'm afraid, where law is preached, where there's a hindrance to the freeness of the gospel, where liberty is not wanted, where there's an emphasis upon regulation and rule, and the people of God are held into some kind of spiritual corset, tightly laced up, so that they can hardly move or breathe, and they're held in bondage, then there's no risk of license there. That's the opposite. My brothers and sisters in Christ, I'm speaking to fellow believers, let us so stress the free grace of God, let us so live in the liberty of the gospel by the Spirit, that there is this danger, not that we drop into license, but it's only when we can drop into license that we really have the freeness of grace and the sense of liberty of the Spirit. Let's have done with legal preaching and bondage preaching. Let's expose ourselves to this risk, not taking the risk, not dropping into the risk of license, but let us have the liberty of the Spirit, and let us have the freeness and the fullness of God's sovereign grace. May we be preachers of this grace, and in practice live out the liberty of the Spirit for the glory of God. This is the new covenant. Oh, an unbeliever, don't you see? What the gospel is offering to you is free, gracious salvation and liberty, taking away all your sins and taking away all your bondage and granting you such a freeness of grace and such a glorious liberty in the Spirit that your sins are washed away and you have peace with God. Will you not come to Christ now and enjoy this liberty? I urge you to come to him now. Cast yourself upon him, repent of your sin, cry out for mercy, and go on your way rejoicing in the power of the Spirit, in the freeness of grace. Amen.